All right, another episode of Inside Out. Today we have a special guest, Mark Richards. What's your story?
Welcome.
What does your company do? Origin Digital. What's
Origin going on? Digital. Well, we are a video application service provider.
Okay.
And basically what that means is we provide services to other companies that want to do video on the web, from ingest, transcoding, storage, cataloging with our CMS, live events, delivery, tracking, reporting, all of that.
Excellent.
And we provide toolkits for other customers to make that easy for them to do. So if you've got a company that, you know, wants to be the next YouTube of the world, we can get them up and running.
So I want to be the next
video.
YouTube of the world.
Yeah. We can provide them the tools to be able to ingest video and put it on their website literally in a matter of hours.
Awesome. So what's your role there?
I'm vice president in business development.
Okay.
But really, I sort of oversee the R&D of the company, try and keep that focus on where we're going next.
Perfect. So you're clearly, I mean, you get software plus services, a lot of web-based stuff going on here, cloud computing, etc. And you're also an early adopter of our Azure technology, Windows Azure, Azure Services Platform. Can you give us a little insight into, you know, why you chose Azure and how you're using it and how it's working for you?
Yeah, absolutely. We, within our company, the most resource of intense portion that we deal with is the video transcoding. And we provide several different layers of transcoding for different customers. Some customers have more basic needs, some have really high-end needs. And we currently have several different transcoding engines that we use within our data facilities. But we were looking for the ability to be able to scale up and be able to do that dynamically and also be able to move around the world. So if we have customers in Europe or London or Australia that want to be able to do transcoding and keep it, it makes sense to keep it close to home.
Sure.
So we started looking at Azure as the way to do that. And Azure gets us the capability that, one, we can hit all those markets. As Azure grows and goes into new markets, we'll be able to do that. Mm. And two, we can dynamically scale. So, you know, if we need 10 encoders this morning and we get a huge batch of jobs, we can scale up to 100 or 1,000 encoders if we need to using Azure, which we can't do on our own. Mm. You know, with our infrastructure we have today, you know, we've got lots of bandwidth and ability to grow, but it will only go so far. And there's limits there. You know, you have to pay licensing fees for a lot of the traditional transcoders.
Sure.
And so, you know, if you've got a box of 20 of them or, you know, a rack of 50 or whatever it is, you're paying a certain amount for that. And so you try and keep what you're paying for close to your average need. But if you get spikes, you can't handle those as well. Mm. And so Azure is going to give us the capability to scale up and do that.
Excellent. And so have you been experimenting with it?
Yeah, at this point we built a proof of concept and have ran a bunch of files through, and we're impressed with the performance.
Excellent.
Happy with all around, with the speeds of ingest, you know, being able to upload files, the speed of getting files around the system, the speed of actually doing the transcoding on the cloud. I'm happy with all of that.
Perfect. And so do you have any other kind of developer interaction with Azure? So, I mean, you have many developers at your company. Do you have sort of building kind of front-end or middle-tier experiences?
Yeah, so, you know, this solution that we're building today really is sort of a back-end solution that nobody's ever actually going to see.
Sure, fine.
Right, you know, we're going to have some management UI for it. So it's really a back-end solution. Mm. But we are also looking at Azure for other products. You know, we've got customers that we're looking at building some custom solutions for, and Azure seems like a perfect platform to me to go ahead and host those on. Mm-hmm. And given our experience now, that we know, you know, that the system works and how it works and that the tools are there, it really makes a lot of sense.
Cool. So, I mean, you're a partner.
Yeah.
Which means you have, you know, a pretty close relationship to the Azure product team or any of the product teams that you're essentially using in your partnership program.
Right.
Have you found issues, and how has it been working with that team?
You know, it's actually been really good because this whole project came up, you know, literally a month ago.
Wow.
And, yeah, we hit the ground running.
Nice.
And I've been working very closely with the project team, and you know, if I have an issue, you know, send off an email, and I usually have an answer pretty quickly. And
perfect.
it's been very good. You know, the Azure target is a moving target, you know, right now. So definitely I think there's not as much documentation as you'd expect from a production product. That's not a production product.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been nice to have that experience working right with the team and being able to ask the questions.
Certainly. And of course, as you realize, at the PDC, we're going to be announcing the business model. So
right.
the commodity model stuff. But we've already talked a lot about it on Channel 9, other places. How does that work in your partnership with Azure? Were you providing any feedback to them on their business model?
You know, we really haven't. We got into the game kind of late, I think, on the program. So I think most of the pricing and stuff was already set by the time we...
What do you think of the pricing model, anyway?
You know, it's competitive.
Cool.
To the other solutions out there.
Mm-hmm.
A little cheaper in some cases.
Sure.
I know that it's going to be changing slightly, I think, going forward because of some changes that are coming with PDC. So
sure, we'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm sure it's going to be competitive.
Now, speaking of PDC, are you going to be at the PDC this year?
Yeah,
cool.
Definitely.
Good.
Yeah, we're going to be there, and you know, we intend on rolling out our application at the PDC as well. So.
Perfect. So maybe down at the PDC we can dig a little bit into your application for Channel 9 Live.
Yeah, absolutely.
Perfect. So thank you. I mean, this is good to know. I mean, you chose Azure. Now, I will ask this, though. I mean, you have many different kind of cloud computing services to choose from, right? Amazon,
mm-hmm.
various. And so what I'm hearing is that you chose Azure because of its dynamic scalability. And, of course, it provides you with a Windows platform.
Yeah.
Which your application clearly requires or
right.
may require. Doesn't.
Yeah. No, we're a .NET shop.
Perfect.
All of our development on our Odapter product is in .NET, and we definitely took a hard look at Amazon, mm-hmm. their EC2 product, and honestly, I felt more like it was just glorified hosting, you know, with a few other features thrown in, whereas Azure, I feel, is more real cloud, what you'd expect. It's got more of the management tools. Actually, more of the management is done for you.
Cool.
You know? With Amazon, you get an instance of a box, and you basically control it yourself. With Azure, it's really handled for you more behind the scenes. So from a development perspective, you know, that's ideal. I don't want to have to deal with boxes and OSs and all that. You know, just here's my code, have it run somewhere, you know. If I need 5 instances, great. If I need 50, great. You know, I don't want to have to deal with that, which on the competitors, you have to definitely deal with more than you do on the Azure.
Awesome. So dynamic scalability.
Yeah.
Actually, is not just a buzz term.
No, it's
beautiful.
Definitely not. You know, we're looking at, you know, we had a situation a year ago where a customer dumped 4,000 hours of video on us.
Whoa.
And wanted it processed, you know, in a couple weeks. And that was a big challenge for us. With Azure, you know, we could have literally spun up, you know, 500 instances of encoders and chugged through that, you know, literally in a few hours.
Nice.
Where, you know, so it would have been great to have. And I really feel that's something we'll be able to do with Azure.
Excellent, man. Well, hey, thank you for coming on Channel 9.
Thank you.
We'll see you down at PDC.
All right, we'll see you there.
Cool.